Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 202 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of From Behind the Barbecue Front Lines, I talked to Blake Stoker from Blake's Barbecue in Martin, Tennessee. Talking to Blake is always great. He is so insightful and so passionate about barbecue, especially bringing Central Texas-style barbecue to Martin, Tennessee, and Tennessee in general. I just wanted to catch up, see how he was doing, see how he was weathering the COVID situation. He's still open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to sold out. But from this, you'll get a chance to see what things he's adjusted, what things he's changed, how his world has changed, what the progress is on his brick and mortar. As you'll see from it, it's just enjoyable to talk to him and to see how he is faring things here in the world that is much, much different, especially with meat prices too. The Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're available at treatyoakdistilling.com or Treaty Oak on all the social media, or check them out in Dripping Springs. Go to Alice's restaurant, their Live Fire restaurant. It's open Friday through Sundays. Again, that's treatyoakdistilling.com. It's also sponsored by AJ's Custom Cookers. That's ajscustomcookers.com. Adrian Ramirez, an amazing fabricator, welder. He could do anything. You can check him out on all the social media at AJ's Custom Cookers. He right now has about a year lead time, but he might be able to squeeze you in. Give him a call, give him a DM, give him a text. He'll get back to you quickly. Pretty soon he'll be family. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all the YouTube stuff, all the podcasts, tons of articles, photo essays, a lot of great stuff on the horizon. If you're digging this, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I'm trying to pump out as many of these as I can, especially during this time. Give you guys something to do. Give you guys some inspiration. Hopefully get some hope. Things are going to get better. Stay safe. Thank you so much, Blake. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, Blake, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's great to see you. First off, I wanted to just to check in to see you, just make sure you're doing okay and your family's doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing good. We've been pretty well hunkered down, I guess, I've lost track of time, I guess 9 or 10 weeks. 10 weeks, I keep saying 10 weeks, but I feel like I've been saying that for 3 or 4 weeks, so I don't know. A while. I've been very, very minimal places besides my apartment and this food trailer.
Isn't this bizarre? Like, to start off, like, how weird is this? This is really odd.
Weird. It's really, really, and I mean, we've been affected, but we haven't been nearly as affected. You know, I think all day long about all the different, you know, industries and people like, I hate to bring them up, but, you know, like Lerma, for instance, you got these food photographers that literally travel to photograph food. Well, that's, for now, I mean, that's just not a thing. Oh. Being around, no extra faces or hands around food, period, mm-hmm. much less being able to fly on an airplane. I mean, I know that's starting to get back to be, something that people are doing a little bit, but that's just crazy.
And especially, too, He works at a hospital, so he has knowledge that you and I both don't have. He knows firsthand how devastating this can be. So he has kids, and like, it's just a whole, he's not going to. I thought about him, there's a lot of people that it's affected. Imagine how much it's affected, and especially the food industry and how many people and employees but like movie theaters, concerts,
movie theaters, exactly. Like I enjoy going to the movie theater. So you know, if a good movie's coming out, I like to go once every 2 or 3 weeks. And I know the people that own it. You know, they're customers here, and they've been shut down for 6-7 weeks. They've recently like started, as things have opened up a little bit more, they've started like allowing like you to come get popcorn and like to take home.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Popcorn and candy and drinks to take home.
That's kind of a smart idea.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, and also too, what this does is it shows how clever humans are, how clever we are, that we're not.
Yeah.
That we'll figure out a way, especially the restaurant industry, to make it so that people can get their food or get their popcorn. That's amazing.
Exactly.
So, in your area, are you guys at 25% seating or 50% seating?
Yeah, I think they opened up to 50. They went like phase 2 a week or two ago, so I think it's 50%. No, obviously no buffets, but yeah, 50%, which I guess that's helpful. You know, at least helps. I know 25%, that was almost just not even enough to mess with.
Yeah.
But I guess 50% is a step in the right direction. If it is the right direction at all, I don't know.
Because I see you get to-go stuff. There's like a donut place you like. Like I've stalked you on social media. I know there's a couple places, but you get stuff to go, right? You haven't eaten
inside. Yeah. I get to go I've been out to eat twice, and that's both in the last 2 weeks, and it was very comfortable. The first time, it was really weird just because it was the first time literally in 8 or 9 weeks. And, you know, the mask, it just felt alien, you know. but from a comfortability, sanitary sense, everything was very sanitary. Yeah. The closest table to us was 20, 25, 30 feet away. But, yeah, all to-go stuff. Like, my little – I get Chinese takeout, like – I live on General Tso's chicken pretty much. I was actually really proud of them whenever things started opening up, whenever they went to the 25% seating capacity. I was like, I was kind of scared that they'd be like one of the first ones to go back. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I figured they would just go back to seating. I'm like, well, I don't know how comfortable I'll feel going in there. But honestly, the first day they opened seating back up, my little Chinese joint took their precautions even a step further and created like a barrier where you just walk into the front foyer and tell them you have order number. They've got it all blocked off. So,
oh, interesting.
People are still being pretty precautionary here.
Yeah, and they're being smart about it. Are people when you go around? Because I'm just trying to get the pulse. Are people wearing masks? Not really?
Half and half. In the last, I will say this: in the last 7 days, I would say that it seems like there's been a step in the direction, right or wrong, of like we're tired, like just forcing back to normal. We're tired of this. It's going to be a part of life. I'm not there. I feel like I have too many people depending on me to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not there. And I honestly, I have people ask me all the time about stuff, and I'm like, I know very, very few things, very little about most everything in life. There's one thing that I take part in every day and feel like I know a decent amount, and that's cooking barbecue. But, you know, like outside of that, as far as the medical stuff, I don't know. That's not my expertise. I'm going to act like a naive person and say that it's all real to me until proven, or until CDC comes out and just says, hey, sorry, we've been pulling your leg for 12 weeks. This doesn't even really exist. It's all, you know, I'm going to treat it as if it's
that's smart.
The story say. Because it's not worth it not to.
And I think that's a smart way to take it until you know for sure what direction you're going and what's happening in it. And in the end, it's good for just to keep everything clean. Like, restaurants are the best at doing that already. If the restaurant world knows about sanitary, like, you want to be able to make sure you're putting out clean product. That's right. Always been something that everything is clean. So I don't think that's a mistake to do. But now, are customers, when they come, you're only to go? Can you eat on your patio? What's the situation for you right now?
So let's just say I'm going to use the term 10 weeks. That's going to be my generic term for when this all started here. 10 weeks ago, we went to go only. I'm going to see if I can face. Can you see sort of the window?
Yeah.
Okay, so see the far corner over here?
Yeah.
I usually stand right here. That's where I do all my cutting and stuff. The cashier window's right there. And then this one right here where it says pre-order pickup window. I don't know why that's facing inside. I never figured that out. We completely closed off this other one. So for like 7 weeks, we operated out of this only. It was call-in only. You could walk up, you know, if you didn't read on Facebook or you're from out of town, you know, you literally could walk up and we would just ask you from a distance to give us, you know, read the menu, give us a call.
Perfect.
And we operated by call and pay over the phone with debit or credit only for like 6 or 7 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I think we opened our window back up, still with little marks on the ground, you know, taped off for social distance, and still no cash. We haven't done cash in 8, 9, 10 weeks.
Okay.
Now the CDC is saying that it's not by touch nearly as much, you know, it's not spread nearly as much by touch. I don't know. We're still sticking with, I've always thought cash is nasty. I mean, like, I've always been the guy that if I was eating at a place, like, say, a little pizza shop or something, not that we have them like that here, but if you pay before you eat, so, like, say, at Arby's, at some fast food place, if you pay before you eat, I was going to pay to go wash my hands, use a paper towel to get out of the door. I've always, I honestly haven't had to change much. It's made me seem normal now because I've always been a germaphobe.
No, and it's true. And if you've like a lot of I think there's a certain percentage of cash that has drugs on it. Like it's a certain. They've always said it's always dirty. So
here's the things I say is the nastiest three things in the world. And cash money, gas pump. I've been keeping. Don't tell anybody. Not that nobody's gonna hear this. But I've been keeping a pair of these. I've been keeping a pair of these gloves, food service gloves in my vehicle for like 6 months or a year to pump gas with. I've always thought that way. And then hotel room remote, like TV remotes. Oh, I just can't even, I can't hardly handle that. To think that the last thing you do before you lay your head down with your hands on your head is to turn off the TV remote just is always messing me up.
You know, what's funny is I heard yesterday that they've taken magazines out of hotels now because that's something that people try because they're not really cleaning those when they go root them.
Right.
So that's I'm like there's like lots of little things within life that and the remote that would be smart to bring with you wipes. I know there's people that do bring wipes with them when they go places and they'll wipe down like and a lot of people don't use the cups in the hotels because supposedly they're not as clean as they say they are.
No, I've been known to wash one of those glasses, hotel room glasses. But anyways, I don't know. It's the new normal now, so whatever.
Exactly. So did you pare down your hours at first, and then what are your hours now?
They're still Wednesday through Saturday, 11 till sold out, which is still just depends on the day. Saturdays are usually over by 1:30, which honestly, we don't construct it that way, but it works out very conveniently because for whatever reason, We open at 10:30 on Saturday, so that's actually being open, 2.5 hours. It works out because on Saturdays, for whatever reason, we can be as busy as we can possibly be from 10:30 until about 12:45, and then at 12:45, it's like somebody just turns off the lights, and it's over. Like, people, I get it. I think people are, especially back before COVID hit, whenever people were still going out, by 1 o'clock, if they hadn't come and gotten it or eaten their lunch, they were then saving up to travel out of town. You know, it's a small area, so people travel to Jackson, Tennessee, which is where all the shopping centers are, the chain, Olive Gardens, Outbacks, all that stuff. So I think people were just like, that was their plan to come get it early, or if they hadn't gotten it by 1 o'clock, it literally just shuts off. Saturdays are still really good, but it's just fast and furious. And then, honestly, we've been really blessed to be really, really busy throughout this whole thing, which I attribute to the fact that we're just already set up so well for to-goes. Even prior to this, we probably did 70-75% of our business was to-go.
So it made sense.
So it's been, and I've talked to you about it, 20 times, but it's been very bittersweet in that, of course, I appreciate and I'm glad to have the business, but I felt terrible at times having such good days consistently and then knowing that I've got buddies in Nashville and, Houston and wherever else, Charleston that have been shut down, had to, furlough 100, 150, 200 people. So it's felt wrong at times, but I guess, it never know when it can change for the better for them or the worse.
Exactly.
For me,
you can't,
so
yeah.
I can't control it.
How have the beef prices affected you?
In the last 2 weeks, just terrible. I went from paying, $350, $352 to I was just about to check with my guy, but I think it's at $610, for the same product.
Wow.
So, giving it enormous. Not as if I wasn't already giving it away. I was really giving it away now.
Have you adjusted pricing at all? I forget if you had.
We went from 18 to 21, which I thought we'd get a lot of blowback from that. But honestly, nobody's batted an eye. That's been good. I was mentally prepared to answer questions, but nobody. I think they would either just understand because they realize that prices for us have gone up. They're not paying attention, and all they know is they want it. You know what I mean? They're not even really paying attention, or some combination of the two. But honestly, think about it. Prices, our costs going from $352 to $6 or a little over, going up from $18 to $21 is like,
cover it.
it doesn't even begin, not even nearly. it's like still, we're just a little bit less giving it away by like 10%. So
yeah, if you hovered near 30, that would be a difficult thing to.
Oh no,
to,
couldn't do it.
No, there are certain numbers that you'd want to hit, but you can't. And at a certain point, do you have in your mind ideas if brisket gets too high or it's so scarce?
Or if it stays, if it stays. Yeah, I'm looking at beef. I would probably just take beef off if I had to and switch to look into something like pork loin, maybe back doing some smoked chicken wings, just, you know, spread it around. But what we have, people are so used to, what, you know, I don't know. Yeah, there's ways to get creative, and I want to be more creative than I've been lately, but I've literally just been, me, little Blake Stoker's been trying to push out as much of what we've got as I can, you know, at the highest quality I can. That's why I haven't been as creative over the last several months, is that it's not been I haven't really had an opportunity to, unless I just stay up all every hour of the day for 7 days in a row, which then turns into seven more days. I've had to sort of, you know, use my logic on, you know, like, okay, this is what people are wanting. Let me just get out as much of it in as best quality as I can.
So. Yeah, you keep your head down until you have to now adjust. And you had mentioned to me off air about the freezer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3 or 4 weeks ago, whenever words of you know, price increases and shortages began going around, we bought, which we figured out real quick, we weren't the first ones to get word of it, because we went to search immediately for like industrial size freezers, and we had to go through, like, it was an ordeal just trying to get one, you know, found.
Oh really?
Not even just for a decent price, just found that was available for sale, period. But long story short, we bought a big industrial size stand-up freezer, and then just bought what we hoped was 3 or 4 weeks worth of pork butts and pork ribs and turkey, which turkey prices haven't moved, so that's been good. But just filled it up, have fed off of it for Memorial Day. I got in some fresh pork butts to sort out, because it's sort of an ordeal trying to manage the whole getting frozen butts, which I don't like feeling with frozen. There's a stark difference in my opinion. I can tell if I were to cook 4 fresh pork butts and 4 frozen, I could, and mix them in, you know, blindfolded as I put them on the smoker, whatever you want to call it, and had no idea of knowing which is which, I can tell the difference, you know, like that. You know, right now is the time, the whole world is just making do with what we have.
No, you're brainstorming and trying to figure out the best way to make this make sense.
Right.
I want to talk about other, like, there's some fun specials, some fun stuff that you have, some new stuff since we last talked, but also what's happening with the new location. Are you still doing construction?
We've paused construction now just as sort of the whole world is on pause. Mm-hmm. Economy has been, you know, kaput. Hope it seems like it's getting a lot better, so that's good. And then just, you know, health reasons for workers and whatnot. But honestly, they were, and I get asked this all the time, but construction was running, in my opinion, 3 or 4 months ahead of where we were as far as being able to be open. Mm-hmm. So I was getting worried that, you know, construction is going to be done in, say, end of August, September, somewhere in there. And we weren't going to be ready to open, because I've told you this before. I've told 1,000 people, I'm not going to open it until we're darn getting ready to make it run, you know, like a smooth machine. Everybody getting the food and service that they need.
Yeah.
Honestly, backing off of construction for 2 or 3 or 4 months is only, I think, going to take a little pressure off me and make that more of a synchronized schedule.
That makes sense.
So, long story short, I was worried that I was going to have to answer the question for 4 months. Of, well, it's open. Why, you know, construction's done. Why aren't you open? You know, so I think it's everything works out, you know, for a reason and according to a plan. So.
So we're still looking probably at first quarter of 2021, you think?
Yeah, I think that unless this corona deal just, you know, continues to blow up, feels like, right or wrong, it feels like things are trying to be pushed back, at least here, trying to be pushed back towards normal. I still think, January, February 21, we'll see. Could be sooner if something crazy goes really, really good, you know, really well, or it could be after, who knows.
So what's new food wise that you have, because you keep every week it seems like there's more spectacular stuff that's coming out of Blake's. You have more desserts, right? Don't you have a couple more desserts than had before?
So we took away desserts for during, we're trying to be literally contactless as possible. So, you know, no cash, no, we close our drink machine up because we didn't want, so here whenever you order a drink, we've got a cooler, like a Pepsi cooler that you self-serve yourself with bottled drinks. So we closed it off because we didn't want to be contributing to the cross-contamination by everybody, you know, just back and forth. So we've opened that back up. We started back desserts. Mom, this last week, did mini banana puddings, mini key lime pies, and mini sopapilla cheesecake pies. Still doing the devil. We continue to do the deviled eggs, mini cheese and crackers, which here's an update. I used to do all pimento cheese, all crackers, and several other things. As time goes on and we've gotten busier, my breadth of responsibilities has you know, gotten smaller. So now my aunt does pimento cheese and crackers. She doesn't even eat it, but now she's famous for it around here.
That's so great.
Yeah, I know. She's a real picky eater, but she's doing a great job. I'm trying to think of what else. You know, I play with the real... My main avenue of creativity right now, since I don't have enough hours in a day, I'm not saying it's not possible, but hours in a day considering quality of life, we'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to have some quality of life, get some sleep. My avenue of creativity has just been the ribs, you know, playing with Caribbean jerk and different rib glazes and whatnot. Nothing crazy. The Bubba Co. sandwich has sort of taken on a life of its own. So that's the nice brioche bun. So you got bottom bun, about a quarter pound of turkey, about a quarter pound of brisket, and then a heaping pile of pimento cheese. And you can get pickled onions or pickles or jalapenos, whatever sauce you want. I'm not even hardly mentioning it anymore, you know, as far as marketing on Facebook. Marketing is not the word, but advertising. Yeah. Just, hey, today, I'm not even hardly mentioning it. And we're selling, I don't know the number, but on a Bubba Co. heavy day, I'll say we'll probably do 18 or 20 on an average day. We're doing, you know, 12 to 15 of them.
That's a pretty good amount.
Yeah. You know, and then that's just Bubba Co's, you know. So it's really, really taken off. And I'm telling you, I don't know if I was the first to discover, I'm not claiming that, but I will say that I'd never really seen anybody magnify, harp on the combination of brisket and turkey with one another, whether on a tortilla, on a piece of white bread, on a sandwich, whatever, you know, however you want to do it. I can hardly eat either turkey or brisket without one another. That's how serious I am about how well brisket and turkey texture, you know, from a texture standpoint, flavor, the richness of brisket, you know, with the sort of lighter, you know, hints of turkey.
That makes a lot of sense.
The world needs to know that turkey and brisket were made from one another. And I don't care how you put them together. Just do it.
That could be like the big takeaway. Like after this, like a month or two later, everyone.
I'm not kidding. Which, you know, like Ryan or Kyle Stallings and Austin at Rowan Smoke Barbecue did a Blake's Barbecue Bubba Co. I don't know if he did it on special or just made two or three of them. I recommend it. And I've told Saul and me and Cole Parkman and Joey Garcia, which they both, it's me and Cole were who first started kind of talking about that. And it's named after Cole. And then the Bubba part comes from my contractor. That's his first name for my building. But because he gets it every day or back whenever things were more normal did. Anyhow, brisket and turkey. That's the takeaway. Brisket and turkey. Put them together. Once you go brisket and turkey, you can't go back. I promise. I can't.
I might even make a separate video just for that little portion.
You could. I'll tell you what. Every morning at about 10:45, I have me a piece of white bread. You call it a half, which whatever. I shovel in a piece of white bread stacked about an inch and a half thick with brisket and turkey and a little bit of mild sauce. And that's my final call. Last feeding of me before, you know, we get down to business.
Before things get crazy for the day. That's so cool. What are there any other messages you want to give really quick to end this to your customers or to the industry or anything?
To my customers, I cannot thank them enough for the support throughout this. Like I said earlier, so many have really, really sadly struggled through this, and we've just been blessed for whatever reason to, you know, just be, you know, had a lot of support. So I can't thank them enough for that. In the industry, if you've been struggling, know that, you know, just like you would say, we're here for you however we can help. whether that's I continually try to send people, not that people have been traveling as much, but if I hear somebody's going towards Temple, Texas, you know where I send them? Right where your hat's at, you know, Miller's in Belton. Or Louis Miller, you know, in far. So I do what I can to not advertise, but, you know, spread the word on places and just hang in there. I do think we'll get through it. It may look different on the other side. I'm pretty confident it's going to, but, you know, people have got to eat. And if there's one thing people are serious about, that's barbecue. So.
And if people are in traveling, when they can't travel again, or if they live near Memphis or Nashville, head out to Blake's. Like, you're not that far away, and it's definitely worth the drive, and it's, and you can, you know, get a little combo of turkey and brisket and try that. That's there's not a lot of places in Tennessee that you can get turkey and brisket together.
If you come here, you have to get turkey and brisket. If you don't even want a tray, you can just get a Bubba Co.
Well, stay safe. Now. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. I'm glad that things are still positive for you, and I'm glad you're being careful. Say hi to the family, and I just can't wait to visit you in person.
Can't wait to have you, man.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.